Well, now I'm very pleased to welcome someone who's incredibly active in organising local events for and on behalf of his church, Father Gary Jenkins from St George's Church on Ongar Road here in Brentwood. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Father Jenkins.
Thank you.
You need to get fairly close into that mic, I have to tell you. Now, of course, today marks Britain's entry into the First World War. And although the war itself may be said to have started on the 28th of July when Austria declared war on Serbia, I believe that you're marking the occasion with a special event today. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about this and your reasons for deciding on this event in particular?
Well, we're ringing our bell. We've only got one bell at St George's. We're ringing it on the hour, every hour, 100 times. And I know there's a local family going to be doing it at 2 or 3 o'clock. I'm delighted to see that. Grandmother and her two grandchildren. It was just an awful event that happened 100 years ago, and it does seem right to join many churches and many organisations up and down the country commemorating what happened 100 years ago, but also praying and working for peace today.
And I think we certainly need to be praying and working for peace when we see all that's going on at the present time in the, across various areas of the Middle East in particular.
Yes, well, you know, I've been sitting here watching the flash headlines on your screen.
Yeah.
The awful things in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem and Gaza. And although it hasn't been on the screen, of course, Afghanistan still, and Syria, Iraq, Libya and Ukraine.
And as you were saying earlier on, it's ironic that all of these things happen in the Holy Land, where all these religions really started.
Yes, yes, the Holy Land has always known, sadly, war, blood and horror. Mm. And yet from there we get the three great world religions, yes.
Now, as I said in the introduction, you're always well to the fore with the activities and special events. And just yesterday, I think you held two special candlelight communion services to commemorate peace and to remember all those still suffering from the wounds of war. And I believe you were particularly anxious to include some Germans in those services.
Well, I wasn't there because it was my last day on holiday. I was did services in Devon, then I travelled back, but hopefully there was one of our faithful German members there. Mm. She linked hands, hopefully, with one of our good, great British members, and together, symbolising that whole quest for peace, they lit the candle at the beginning of the 10:30 Parish Eucharist.
Now, of course, mercifully, we've been very, very fortunate in Europe that since the last war, basically friends together and all in one big union, which is good news. And it goes without saying that war is a horrible thing. And over the 4 years that the First World War lasted, I think the total number of deaths was estimated at 8.5 million, with a further 2 million wounded and 150,000 taken prisoner or listed as missing. And no part of the UK escaped the grim death toll. And obviously the same would be true in Germany and all the other participant countries. And in some cases, the menfolk of complete communities here were slaughtered. Now, as I say, we've been very fortunate to enjoy peace in Europe for almost 70 years. But tell me how you as a practicing Christian would react if we were forced with a situation like they faced in 1914 and 1939 now. We know that the sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. So what advice would you give anyone who was called upon to defend the country today?
One defends if you feel a weak or innocent people are being steamed over, rolled over. We just know 100 years ago, Belgium, a small country, had declared neutrality. Germany decided to ignore this neutrality and march in to get to France, to get at France. And that's when we knew we had to enter. It wasn't so much Germany versus France. After all, 30 years before, Germany and France had had a go and we kept out of the way. But this time it involved a neutral country. We knew we had to say, enough is enough, we go in.
But of course there were also all sorts of peculiar treaties and things which forced us into war at that time. Mm. And how do you react, as we were just talking about what's happening in Gaza and elsewhere, how do you react to that?
One is just horrified. One keeps praying for peace, working for peace. trying to just get people to hopefully come together, sit together and talk out things. I'm so grateful when I hear of Muslim and Jew and Muslim, quietly sitting down, talking together.
Yeah, well, let's hope that, let's certainly hope that that continues.
Yes.
Now, let's go back locally here. And some of the things that you were telling me about was connected with Worley.
Yes, the great barracks at Worley Hospital, and many of the listeners may remember the barracks in existence. I personally don't. It had all stopped by the time I got to Brentwood. And those of you who are great Harry Potter fans, remember the actor, Daniel Radcliffe?
Mm-hmm.
He played the part of Jack, Rudyard Kipling's son, in what was put on our televisions about 3 or 4 years ago on Remembrance Sunday, My Son Jack, My Son Jack, about Rudyard Kipling, the famous poet and staunch, you know, British nationalist,
mm-hmm.
encouraging his son to go and fight in the First World War, and Jack gets killed.
Very quickly after the start, or?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, he does get killed. You know, he needn't have gone. He had bad eyesight and all this type of thing, but he was determined to go and do his bit. And Rudyard Kipling, you know, was so horrified. He felt, you know, he'd got his son to go, and yet the son had got killed. It was a very, very moving film.
Mm, yeah. And you say that that was out 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes, because the son trained at Worley Barracks.
Mm,
That's where he did his training.
Right. Because you have some close connections with Worley Barracks, do you? I mean, Worley Barracks isn't there now, but
no.
There's still... I think there's still... is the building still there? I guess they are.
Yes, because it's very moving, again. A building built for war, training for people for war, now is used in part of it. The old officers' mess is the Marillac, the Roman Catholic care place for those who are utterly helpless. Utterly helpless, who some in the world should say, bung them out of the way, bung them out of the way. There is a Christian organisation saying, no, we give them dignity, we let them live, we care for them. And it's people of different faiths. Years ago when I went into one room, and there was a lady of the Hindu faith, with the Hindu gods around the walls, in a Roman Catholic care place, but able to practice her Hindu faith. Mm. Wonderful, wonderful.
Mm.
And a sign of hope that a building that was originally built, you know, for training officers, for war and all that type of thing, is now helping the sick, the extreme suffering.
Now, going back to the event that you have going on today, I know you mentioned the bell, but I think also people are able to go in and light a candle.
Oh, yes, the church is open from now. Well, it opened at 9 o'clock this morning and opened until 6 o'clock this evening. And at 5:30, we have a Eucharist of commemoration and for peace.
Right, and that's for the wounded of all wars since that time as well.
Oh, yeah, since every Remembrance Sunday. I always say, you know, we're commemorating all who have died in war in the past 100 years.
Yes, okay. Now, also, I know a little bit later on this week, you've also got, on a brighter note, a jumble sale coming up.
Oh, yes, fashions galore. Much better than any of the Towie lot wear, you might say. No, we have. Don't ask for which year these fashions are for, though. But, yes, we have a jumble sale, and that brings so many in the community together. The banter, the laughter amongst all the hard work and all the quick trying to grab a bargain is wonderful, wonderful.
You say about the fashions, because if you wait long enough, they'll come round again.
Well, I remember the platform shoes coming back and all that type of thing coming back, yes. One lady saying, see, you made us clear them out years ago. If we had kept them.
Well, that's right. Now, you've got that. You've also got, I think, DVDs and books.
Oh, yes. We have and items for the house and... toys, games, shoes, bags, clothes galore, household items. It's on sale.
And light refreshments as well.
Oh, yeah, but very light, just as tea and coffee and biscuits.
Right, that's all right. Now, is there space for any more tables to go up, or have they all been taken?
No, they have, you know, they have been taken.
They've all been taken, right.
And we've got to be very strict, because we've got to make sure everything obeys health and safety and all that type of thing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And the cost to get in?
Yes, 30p.
30p.
Only
just 30p.
And bargains galore. This is in aid of church funds.
Right.
And it's 11 o'clock on Thursday morning.
It goes on till 2 in the afternoon.
No. We finish when we finish.
Oh, right. You finish when you finish.
Oh, yes, when
okay.
we finish. Right. So by 12, we're generally starting to, yes.
And is this for any particular thing in church funds? Is it just?
No, we're just to help us pay our bills. It's a whole old struggle, pay our bills, yes. Try and keep open. But it's been moving today. The people coming in, quietly praying, quietly lighting their candles.
Well, I take my hat off to you for what you've done with this, because it is a very, very important day and a very important milestone. So thank you very much indeed, and thanks for coming in.
Right. Thank you, Scott.